Whitney Houston says, teach them well and let them be the way. Show them all the beauty that they possess inside. And I do not think that a student attacking a teacher is the beauty that that student possesses inside. It is sad, but it happened. A student at Rumokutu Girls Secondary School, Port Harcourt, and her sisters have beat up a teacher at the school. The teacher, Charles Odu, told our correspondent that he caught the student cheating during an examination. After she was sent home to bring her parents, she resorted to verbal abuse and tore his shirt. Oh my God! She later returned with her sisters to attack him.
Coming with her sisters, and I thought, as normal, when a parent comes, they are coming to find out what really transpired. While I was sitting, that was the four guests. They now walked up to me. Now you flog my sister. You go see the man's sisters now. As that one was talking, that one, while I was sitting, that one has already passed my back. I used to be a rub of my eye. Four of them gathered in my office and start beating me up. I mean, it's so disappointing. I'm not the first. It has come to reoccurring decimal. Even to the point that even the BP admin has been meted upon. Last week, thereabouts, they locked the teacher inside toilets. The students are turning to something else. There are groups which have also reported to management. Management principal suspend those ones. Those ones are into drug. They come to school with Indian hemp. They take cocaine. They take cigarettes. I've caught them. I've punished them severally. So fortunately, the day management also invited them. Lighters and these things, we are putting in their bag.
And just some weeks ago, we are talking about children that were involved in Yahoo Yahoo, children involved in kidnapping, children involved in all sorts of crimes because they want to feel among. And this time, children are in the news again for attacking teachers. Now, the Nigerian Union of Teachers Chairman, Obi Akpo Branch, has condemned the attack on the teacher in Rumokutu Girls Secondary School. He told our correspondent that the incident has been reoccurring for a while and will no longer be taken lightly. He called the incident an insult to the society, and I agree with him, and urged parents to do better in the upbringing of their children. He says any further attack on teachers will be taken up by the Obi Akpo Nigerian Union of Teachers. It's the audacity for me that a child that used to, you know, be afraid of the teachers and the school authority, as it were. It's more like, my auntie in the school will beat me, my teacher will beat me. Now it's the other way around. Say, we will you. We are not afraid of you. What's wrong in you? You go and call your other sisters to come and beat up your teacher. Who takes the blame for the audacity of students to attack their teachers? Now, don't tell me upbringing. I think there's something more. Maybe there's something that we are not saying. Maybe it's not the upbringing, because I know that some parents will pride themselves in the work they have done in raising their children. You know, Christian background, they go to Sunday school, they go to fellowship, they go to church, they discipline them, they flog them, they staff them, they lock them up, whatever you can think of, parents have been doing. So if it's not the parents, or is it the parents? Is it the parents? If it's not the parents, who takes the blame for the audacity of students to start attacking their teachers? Since it's now a reoccurring situation, let's talk on Hello Port Harcourt 0903-987-1832. The numbers again, 0903 0800-987-1832. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. The post is up on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there and drop your comments in the comment session. Turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. It's very important you do so. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm here by this student attacking teacher. This morning, I've been listening. I'm calling for my mom. Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I am here with you. Go ahead.
This all those girls, all of them are corrupt. Yes. We are very nice. The time to something that you deserve as a matter of fact, not to see. Tell the teacher to care about all those girls and because those girls are very wicked.
So now they are wicked, they are very audacious, okay? What is giving them the audacity, the morale, the temerity, the liver? Wait till they give them mind. If I'm going to borrow our Nigerian palace, wait till they give them mind.
What do they give them mind? Because of the whole of that city, they don't do court and they get their friends with the court. So it's not the
time. So it's been established. You are very certain that they are now involved in cult activities or cult related activities.
Yes.
Okay. If they are now involved in cult related activities, is the best thing to do, is it not, to arrest them? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Apologies, we lost that call. Please call back. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. And we lost this call as well. Good morning, presenter. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 22 from verse 15. The rod and the reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Proverbs 29 verse 15. Shame on that family that attacked the teacher. There is gross decline in parenting because there is so much child giving birth to children, and like parents, like offspring. You can't give what you don't have. With these two scriptures, parents should take the blame. Make nobody take imbacha espoima unabeg. No be competition to bond. George. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning to you.
This is Johnson.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have a solution to this.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know whether you believe me or not, but my solution is that the social media is part of the problem we have in Nigeria particularly.
Social media?
Yes. Why am I saying so? For example, I come across one time ago in social media where there are videos of some children being punished by teachers. People like complaining, why is it like this? Why, you know? But during our days, even we fear our teachers more than our parents. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
We fear our teachers more than the social media helps the white, not we Africans. So, my teacher, okay, had it been that teacher, flogged that girl, that particular girl, now, even that teacher beat that particular girl, flogged that particular girl instantly, somebody if you look at it and put line. Are you getting me?
Hmm.
And when the person puts start complaining, look at what they are doing to their children in school, but that is where we call, when we are growing, is school are the one that help us to give back today in the society. But this time around, we are doing anything anyhow we want this because of social media. Because by the time that teacher disciplined that particular girl in school, there, somebody might be doing it, and the result of that incident will not be the same again. Even the man, I heard that it's a man, not the teacher in court is a man.
Yes, he's a man.
So. There's no way a lady could come and threaten him. Just that the guy don't want to add because of what social media would do.
All right, thank you. He doesn't want to act because of what social media will do. I grew up at a time when some things will go wrong in school. And you can go home and report to your parents that see what's happening in school. And the best thing your parents will do is to ask you, what did you do? It is only when it's been justified that the child is innocent. That the child didn't do anything to warrant the kind of punishment that the parents will now take the child and go to school and say, I want to know what my child did for you to have done this to my child. And then they start the dialogue and all of that. These days, parents don't even ask questions. My teacher beats me. They tie rapper, tie a tie. Say, come and carry me to that teacher. And they go and fight the teachers. Is this what is bursting the audacity for the children? I mean, imagine that these girls had their parents always go to the school to fight the teachers without asking questions. And they feel like, you know what? If my parents can fight my teacher, I should be able to fight my teacher. Is that the way to go? Then there is the other narrative that parents sort of instill what we call boldness in children. Don't let anybody intimidate you. No wound come by this house. So if you go outside, they'll wound you, wound them back. I mean, I've heard this several times. I'm not joking. I grew up in the town axis of River State. You know, Borikiri, Lagos Bus Stop, Station Road, Benetka Street, Hospital Road, Battle Street. Now my area, that's my area, that's my zone. And I will hear my neighbors saying, don't carry anything. If you go outside, then beat you, beat the person back. If you come back here with wound and you not tell me the one way you give the other person, I go beat you. So the child comes back and say, mommy, somebody beat you. Say, did you fight the person? Yes, good. Very good. Come and shake me. Correct. I mean, I hear it. It's not new. I mean, you have heard it. I have heard it. We all have heard it. Is that the reason? Is that the reason in trying to make their children strong? You know, it's survival of the fittest now. In trying to make their children strong, they have gone too far. And the children do not know where to draw the line. So they don't show respect anymore. They feel like they cannot be intimidated by anyone. They feel like they cannot take correction from anyone other than their parents. And who says that they even take instructions from their parents as well? Who knows? A message here says, parents can never be blamed for this. Just this past weekend, my little sister in SS3 came back to report that her class teacher called her a scallywag. I was about supporting her until I heard her say she insulted the teacher. When I scolded her, she was like, she can't receive any insults from a teacher. I think it's this global exposure, PH TAS, causing all these problems. Yeah? Siri says, the community school do more to protect our teachers because the student is from a community. I am Imim Daminabo from Opobo. I blame the new world order of giving rights to children. In my days, my mother dealt with me. She put fear of doing wrong into me. She did all sorts of things to me that if you should do it today to any child, Fida will arrest you. I blame the new world order of giving rights to children. Sunny from LMM. Hi, Didi. Most times the male teachers stoop so low by engaging in immoral sexual-related things with the girls. That's the world we find ourselves in. So let's say that it's true that the male teachers, is there enough reason for the students now to start attacking the teachers? I can't believe I'm hearing one of your callers endorse child abuse on radio. How dare he? It still goes down to the parents. This kind of character is usually found in the polygamous family. These parents never have time to instill good morals in their kids. And by so doing, they're exposed to so many immoralities negatively influenced by their peers. On the other hand, the teacher should be blamed as well. There should be a level of relationship between the teacher and students, but some teachers tend to abuse it, which results to the child or students taking advantage of the privilege to abuse the teacher. Alex Silver, send that in. We go on a commercial break. When we come back, I'll see how many more messages I can read. We have a live appearance for 10:30. I don't know how long it's going to last, but then again, if it's going to be possible after the live appearance, maybe, just maybe, we'll come back to take some more calls on this conversation. If that doesn't happen, then the conversation will come to an end. Just stay tuned.
Oh, more. It's so easy to learn anything today. That's how my little niece of yesterday tied my gele for me like a pro. When I asked her who taught her, she just gave me her phone to watch a video. Now, I can tie my own gele. Plus, I'm also learning how to prepare fisherman soup.
With MTN's reliable internet and countless learning videos on YouTube, learning how to prepare a fin salad is just one of the things you can learn online. Get up to 7 hours of free streaming on YouTube when you buy data plans from MTN. Dial *131# to get started.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
I love my Indomie.
Hey, Timmy, what are you doing with all those Indomie wrappers?
Hey, Sophie, I'm collecting all these Indomie packs to be a winner in the I Love My Indomie promo.
I Love My Indomie promo? How can I win? How can I?
Well, it's super easy. All you have to do is buy a pack of Indomie. Find a unique letter inside each of the packs. Collect all letters to spell I love my Indomie.
Aha!
And send the picture of your collection to the WhatsApp number 080-77-00-9000.
Just like that?
Yes, just like that. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I love my Indomie.
Offer valid while stock lasts. Indomie noodles. Tasty nutrition, good for you.
Promo we end on March 31st.
Yeah, today do is now best winter street too. Today do something, they necessary because also not get possible. Carry goes straight now, so that they do. Go slow, no concern that's what they do because forward ever, backward never. No, so that they do things. So, how will they do today?
MTN.
Everyone thinks children are adorable.
So cute.
Until
sweet.
They turn your newly painted white walls to a canvas.
Oh no!
Easy, Mommy. No need to panic. Forgiveness is easy when you use Dulux Easy Care Paint. Dulux Easy Care is 20 times tougher than the regular matte paint. So, when you wipe or wash the walls, the stains go off, but the paint stays
you're
on.
You're so talented.
Buy Dulux Easy Care and win shopping vouchers up to 50,000 Naira instantly. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy the creamy coffee taste of Cowbell Coffee. Round the clock, it's really delicious. Taste it and you'll love it. Cowbell Coffee. Taste the creamy side of coffee.
Now available in multi-pack pouches at 750 Naira only.
Hacker, get ready as Dominion City presents Apostolic Invasion. 3 days of supernatural shifts with Reverend Dr. David O'Willy and other anointed servants of God from Friday the 25th of March to Sunday the 27th of March 2022. Time 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily. Expect mighty miracles, unusual financial breakthroughs, all-round restoration, answered prayers a lot small. Venue is at Dominion City Complex, NTH Oba Road, Port Hacket. For inquiries, please call 0817-961-1544 or 0912-036-2801. Come with your family and friends.
Introducing the new Onga Jollof Seasoning Powder. It's the new Jollof Tastemaker, made to give your Jollof rice that rich Jollof rice taste and aroma that's really hard to resist.
Onga, Mama's helping hand.
Hello, Chooks. Biko, we're taking a new laptop, 2 boxes, rechargeable fan, 3. One.
Your call credit has been exhausted.
Yeah, Ebuka, Biko, load 1,000 Naira Airtel for this phone now. Ebuka, I send you 1,000 naira. You go load 8,000 naira. Be at this boy in Apuara there. Eh?
Oga, no. As they make plenty call. Now why I use Overjara load the card?
Bam! Get 8 times your recharge plus double data on Overjara. You also get 1,000 naira bonus on every new SIM activation. Dial *544# from an existing SIM to obtain.
Oya, take. Go buy food for Mama Chi, please. Make she add Overjara.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
So I guess they're around. The conversation will continue after the live appearance. I just see one more message. This one says, good day, Gabby. My name is not Gabby. I'm Denise, and I don't sound anything like Gabriella. I've learned the teacher who allowed one of the girl's sisters to go behind him and rub Pepe in his eyes before beating him. Only God knows what I would have done to those girls if I'm to be the teacher. Or Jack or Jack or something from a greater. All right, like I said, after the live appearance, I think we'll have a few more minutes so I could run through all your WhatsApp messages and then we wrap up the conversation. My name is Denise Dennis, and this is Hello Port Harcourt on the talk station of the nation, 90.3 Nigerian for FM. To stay tuned to us.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Okay, as promised, I said that if we have a few minutes left after the live appearance, then maybe we'll be able to read some of your WhatsApp messages, the ones you sent in earlier, centered around the student attacking teacher in Rumokota Girls Secondary School, Port Harcourt. Good morning to you once again. My name is Denise Dennis, and this is Hello Port Harcourt on the talk station of the nation, 90.3 Nigerian for FM. The question is, who takes the blame for the audacity of students to attack their teachers? It was reported that a student at Rumokota Girls Secondary School, Port Harcourt, and her sister had bit up a teacher at the school. The teacher, Charles Odu, told our correspondent that he caught the student cheating during an examination. After she was sent home to bring her parents, she resorted to verbal abuse and she tore his shirt. She later returned with her sisters to attack him. Now he calls for drastic action, as he says other teachers have suffered similar experiences. So I'm going to read the WhatsApp messages here now. This one says, Denise, that's what the society has turned them to be. It's not family, because most of them come from good homes but turn into different elements. I think our educational institution should sit up and come up with laws, expel such students so that no school within the Federation can and will admit them. Someone's reply says, Nasi finish na. Good morning, Mrs. Didi. I famous Felicia says, it just started because our public office holders are fainting everywhere, doing anyhow they like, lawlessly, no justice. One called criminals are set free and others are watching until their punishment given to criminals will grow. Okay, I don't understand. Come on, Didi, that girl should be resuscitated by the school authorities. No more moral values in our society today. African cultures gradually dying. I indulge parents to instill moral values, godly character in your children. Thanks, Tokoni from Your Warfare. A message here says, it's Bible prophecy that's fulfilling. 2 Timothy 3:15. Children will be disobedient. We are in the end times. There's nothing we'll not hear. Lord, send that in. Denise, my name is Gift Pauline. That teacher has been trying to harass that girl sexually, but since she refused, that's when he started putting eyes on her, and he wants to condemn everything the girl does. He has been doing it to other students. Denise asks, that teacher has been beaten up before by other female students because of the same issue, so the case should be investigated very well. How do we jump to that conclusion, really? A message here says, I am splendid from Port Harcourt. If it's true that the student siblings came from home and attacked the teacher and they addressed themselves as mad sisters, then it is a clear indication of how their family is. Probably the parents are problematic people in their environment, and if you watch deeply, no one of the may do well in life because they are not teachable. The girl should be placed on a watch list so that if such issue arises another time, she should be stopped from going to any school in the future. But those sisters of hers should be arrested. 08 09 030 6416 is the WhatsApp number, and then the call line is 09 03 987 1832. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Simon, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
The problem is we fail to understand that our teaching method, and we need to upgrade. Every appliance today is requested to update, even your mobile app. And we are still using our old teaching method, and we expect there's going to be a change? No. The students are even more advanced than their teachers. And the TTC, Teacher Training College, what materials are they using today? Is Teacher Training College is still available? In a way, you have to train the trainer, train the teachers on modern-day teaching techniques. Modern-day teaching techniques. You don't bring that old system you use in teaching Mr. Zion to come and teach children who are so advanced, who are so compliant. It is wrong. I think blaming the parents or calling this on will never solve the problem until the teacher training college is being revived. Modern materials. This problem you are seeing today is happening in Lagos, Ogun State. Is happening. In most of the cases, the teachers, the students are even smoking. They are doing a lot of nonsense. But what does it take you as a teacher to comprehend and talk to you and train them?
Right.
This is a question. And the teacher training college is what has had the solution to this problem. We should wake up from our slumbers.
All right, thank you. Ibim Dominabo on Twitter says, I think the parents should be blamed for not training their wards well. Parents should be blamed for not training their wards well. Back to WhatsApp. Good morning, Ma. I was with students at Rumakuta Girls this morning. I asked them what happened. They said the teacher was asking the girl out. And it was when she refused, he manufactured that lie after beating her up. Eh? Okay. Hi, good for the teacher. Randy teacher, i.e. Uchibe. i.e. Uchibe K in Ekpeye Land. Okay. Let's assume that it is true that a teacher was a Randy teacher and he acted inappropriately. What happens to when the teacher was not a randy teacher, was a good teacher who only wanted the best for the students under his care, and then he gets beaten up in the process? Think about it. Think deeply about it. We need to go back home. We need to ensure that those we have sent to school to study are actually studying as we have told them to study. And they're not doing anything contrary, like beating up their teachers. My name is Denise Dennis, and this is Nigeria Info. Just stay tuned to us.